Next, I'd like to introduce...
Throw your hands in the air if you's a true player.
This is Sheeman and Shepherd.
That boy is good.
Good and terrible.
You shut your mouth.
I think you two dudes are going to become real homies.
Where do we find these guys?
Oh, man, I hate those guys.
Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Hey, it's Friday already, everybody. I am Craig Sheeman along with Pete Shepherd on Southwest Florida Sports Leader 99.3 ESPN. We are broadcasting live and local right in your backyard, getting you on into the weekend. We got a lot going on our Fridays as usual. That means Field Yates joins us from ESPN with all of his thoughts going into the NFL weekend. Gabe Morenci will help us handicap both college and pro football. We, of course, will have our pigskin picks. It's our favorite part of the week. And we'll register another winner for our Stream Song Golf Resort prize package, where you could have a lovely two-day stay at Stream Song at a world-class resort, play some golf with Sheeman and Shepherd, and get yourself some sleeve of 99.3 ESPN Callaway golf balls as well. So we'll be giving those away on to program two. Phone number, if you want to jump on, grab a line now. It's 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776. You can follow me at Twitter at Craig ESPN. You can follow Pete Shepherd at Pete Shep 326. Pete, how are you, sir?
I am fantastic, fabulous, unbelievable. Yesterday was like a trap game. Today is a main event. Ready to go. We're all a little lethargic. I don't know why. It was, the whole building was that way yesterday, but not today, baby.
That's
we're
all right.
Well rested.
I feel
well
good. You feel good?
I feel great.
Chris, do you feel better than you did yesterday, 24 hours ago, when you were like a green Martian last night?
A lot man. Better.
All right.
Feel really good, really rested.
Good.
Ready to go 7-0 in the pigskin picks this week.
You know, yeah. I'm feeling a little cocky myself.
I feel really good.
Very good.
Of course, I'm in first place, so I can say that.
No, it doesn't matter. It's a new week.
Pete's just trying to get above 500. And, you know, Chris, I don't know about you, man.
I approach it as we're all 0-0.
Really? But we're not. But okay.
That's how I approach it, is what I said. I'm approaching it as if we're all 0-0, and I'm going to have the lead when we come into work on Monday.
Is that impossible. Even possible?
No, it's not possible.
You're 14 games
Guys,
behind me.
Once again, this is how I'm treating it.
11 games behind
I'm going to give everybody straight winners this weekend. It's going
to
be
could
great.
Move up to second. You could move up to second. You could.
Just got to pick every game opposite of you, right? There you go.
Go for it.
There you go.
Wait a minute. How could he get in second? Right now.
He could, because if he goes 7-0, he'll be
30-41.
You already have 34 wins.
The best he can do is get
he'll be four
wins
up.
Of you.
Yeah.
Wait, hold on.
What?
If I go 7-0, I'll be 30-41?
Yes.
Yeah.
No, that can't be.
You are 23-41.
Yes, it's true.
I mean, you are so far below the Mendoza line, you should just give up.
I can't do that.
You should be like the Miami Dolphins. Just, you know, Rashad Jones. Just, I'm out. I'm done. I'm not playing anymore.
They realized it was that bad.
It's getting pretty bad.
So just real quick, recap. Did you storm the floor last night after the fire of Southeastern was crushed by FGCU?
I went to my first Florida Gulf Coast basketball game last night. Nice little gym and a great atmosphere. I love it. I think this team, I have a small sample size of one. They've played two games. I've seen one of them. I think they have the potential, Florida Gulf Coast, to be an elite defensive team. They pick up three-quarter press, and they play really hard on defense. Didn't shoot too well. They got better in the second half.
And they still won by 27.
First half, they couldn't hit the side of the barn, so I was a little concerned about
the
offense.
They were down about halfway through the first half, right?
It was close. I don't know that they were down.
They
had a couple of dunks, a little bit of Dunk City.
They're ahead by 11 at the half, and then they outscored them by 16. But you got to give it some time. They got
to
transfer a kid from UNLV, Iona, and Marquette. So that's going to take some time.
Yeah, they do need to take. You can see there's some potential there. They got a few quick guys. They got a few bigs. They got a couple of athletes. They got a mix. So I think when they get it all figured out, be a good team. So anyway, I had a lot of fun with that. So then I come home and I turn on the TV, or actually I turned on the radio when I got in the car after the game, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I couldn't believe the score of the Pittsburgh Steelers, because we were carrying the game here on 99.3 ESPN, and look, we were just talking yesterday about the Carolina Panthers maybe being that next right below the Rams and the Saints in the NFC. I don't know. The Steelers blew their doors off. They did it without Le'Veon Bell. James Conner looked great, but he got concussed, so maybe now they'll need Le'Veon Bell next week. I don't know.
We'll see. But the way that game ended up after, I mean, Carolina just dissected them. I mean, it just went right down the field. Boom, boom, boom. They couldn't stop McCaffrey. They went for it on fourth down at midfield. They got it and more. And it looked like and a lot of teams might have collapsed right there and then because the Panthers made it look so easy on the first drive. But then a little pump fake by Big Ben right off the bat, seconds after that, after the kickoff, and Schuster's wide open, boom, he races in. Good for my fantasy team for once. But
three touchdowns in 23 seconds.
It's ridiculous.
That beat your Patriots record, by the way. You don't own that record anymore.
For now.
26 seconds.
That's okay.
2008.
That's okay. But Big Ben last night, you can't say enough about him. My God, perfect quarterback rating, 22 out of 25, 5 touchdowns, 328 yards. It was easy.
Does Ben swing on the pendulum like anybody we've ever seen? He might throw 5 interceptions one day and say he doesn't have it anymore, and then he'll come back the next day and he can throw 5 touchdowns and still have it.
I can't take anything from that game because of when it was played. It's a Thursday night. Carolina's the road team. I'm sorry. That's just such a disadvantage for them before the ball's even been kicked off. I can't say that Pittsburgh should be in the conversation of Kansas City and New England. Yeah. And I'm not going to say that the Panthers have been a fraud for the last few weeks because they beat some really good teams.
I think Pittsburgh can be in the conversation with the Patriots and the Chiefs. They can be in the conversation.
Well, can we keep the Panthers in the conversation with the Rams?
Yes,
and the Saints?
Yes. Okay. That's they're 6-3. No one expected them.
The Lions next, baby.
They got the Lions next. That's going to be a huge game. And the Steelers have to come to Jacksonville, where they got humiliated.
Where they lost
last
twice
year.
Last year.
Yeah, including in the playoffs. So,
yep.
I mean, look, I'm just surprised. I mean, usually you see 52-21. Okay, it was a bad night for the Panthers. They didn't have it. They came out like gangbusters last night. And I really believe it's crazy to say this, but once they gave up that first touchdown pass to Big Ben right after they scored, I just went, oh my God! I said, you know what, the Steelers may win this. They may clobber them now. I just felt it. I don't know what it was for me. I just had this gut feeling like, God, that was ridiculous. Right. How can you march down the field like that, look that good, and then allow a touchdown right off the and end up being a? I was stunned. To be honest with you, I was stunned. Yeah, it was 31-14 at the half, and it was way over before that.
I have another question for the two of you and for our audience here. I'm of the opinion, I looked at every replay of the Eric Reed hit on Ben Roethlisberger in which Eric Reed was ejected. I think you can make a strong case that Eric Reed came up with air. I mean, he was more shoulder to shoulder, and then Ben's head went back. There was no contact with Ben's head. I think you can make that argument.
I've freeze framed it. I've slowed it down frame by frame this morning and freeze framed it. If he didn't whiff, he may have slightly grazed, almost like when a pitcher grazes the uniform of a batter.
Yeah.
But you're never going to get the benefit of the doubt in this day and age because all the quarterback has to do is react a little bit. And they're going to throw the flag. So you best just not even to attempt
it. But it's got to be so frustrating, in particular for a Carolina Panthers player to be ejected for a hit on the quarterback. Cam Newton is officiated different than every other quarterback in the league.
He is.
And
again, I don't know what you tell Eric Reed to do differently on that play. He's running full speed toward Big Ben. Big Ben's running full speed
to him.
Don't
dive at him. Don't dive. You know the quarterback's going. See, that's the problem. See, I think he does. He should know better. You know the quarterback's going. He's starting to go down. Stay away from him. As soon as he starts to go down, that's where the ball is spotted.
One step in the wrong direction, and Ben's gone for a touchdown.
Yeah, but he's already starting to go down, and I know just stay away from the quarterback. Just stay away from him. He's going to go down. Big Ben's not going to run 50 yards for a touchdown. He's going to go down. I mean, that's probably one of the biggest rushing plays he's ever had in his life last
well,
night.
Well, probably was.
In that time. You got to be smarter than that. It's not fair. I get it. But you got to be smarter than that. They're going to throw the flag every single time. Every time.
I'd like to get reaction from our audience as well at 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776. And incredulously, after the game, Eric Reed said he didn't even know a player could be ejected from an NFL game. You know, if he would spend less time worrying about kneeling for the national anthem, maybe he would know what the heck is going on here. I mean, how does anybody even remotely involved with football not know that ejections are a thing?
The sad part is he's serious.
He is.
Well, he wasn't in the league during preseason when all those rules were being emphasized.
That's true. Maybe that was it. It reminded me of the time that the Eagles finished in a tie, and Donovan McNabb admitted to the media afterward that he didn't even know an NFL game could end in a tie. He thought it was going to be double overtime.
I said serious and Siri.
Oh, there you go. Siri,
activated,
huh?
Activated. Sorry.
Sorry.
Heard that.
How do players not know the most basic rules? Unbelievable.
Again, he wasn't in the league when it was being emphasized during training camp
and then
during preseason.
I believe Eric Reed was drug tested after the game as well. I think he said it was his fifth time. He says, this is supposed to be random. This doesn't feel random. I've been in the league for 3 weeks. I've been tested 5 times. Are you sure the NFL's trying not to hose me here because I was, one of the kneelers? I don't know. Inquiring minds want to know. Seems kind of interesting.
Hey, Steeler fans on the texting line, you guys were very good last night. Quit acting like we're making fun of the Steelers or something. You guys are such a sensitive group of fans. It's unbelievable. Big Ben did not get hit in the head last night by Eric Reed. Not by football standards. Was his helmet touched? Sure, it was.
It was touched, but it was great.
For you to text in and say he got nailed in the head.
No, he did not get nailed.
You show your true colors.
He didn't
at
get nailed in the head, but they're going to call that play every single time, in my opinion.
I still argue that his head didn't get – their shoulders touched. And then Big Ben, because of the jolt to the body, his head went back. I don't think it was caused by contact. That's my opinion on that play.
You got to be smarter than that. You got to be smarter than that in this day and age. And you know the quarterback's going down.
Who has the most sensitive fan base, by the way?
Notre Dame.
Okay, let's go NFL.
Dallas
is pretty bad.
Yeah.
How about Patriot fan when you criticize them?
Yeah, they get pretty bad.
No, because you don't really criticize.
We can't bring anything up without you. If we bring up Deflategate, you bring up the New York Jets and how they've been fined more.
But that's neither here nor there
when we bring up something.
But Deflategate, most of you never read the Wells report. You don't know what was in it.
Gosh. Well, you know what? Forget we said anything.
I'm sorry.
It's the Cowboys. Who really cares?
I don't care. But the problem is when people talk about that kind of stuff.
See, he can't let it go. This is what we're talking about, Pete.
You brought it
this
up.
This is what we're talking about.
If you had a logical argument.
Let's move on. That's my point exactly.
Tough game this week.
I think we should put it on a poll.
It's got the most sensitive fan base.
Steelers, Cowboys, Patriots, Notre Dame? Who are the most sensitive fan base?
I'd say Dallas and Notre Dame are at the top.
Let's let the pollers decide. Let's put it on there.
Put on the pollers. What about Lions fans?
I don't think we're sensitive at all.
You're desensitized.
We're downtrodden. I don't think we're sensitive if you criticize the Lions. You see, if somebody says the Lions stink, I'd say, yeah, let me tell you about the last 60 years. Absolutely. No, we're not sensitive at all. We're just very sad.
But I remember last year when they played the Bears and you were down on them. And I think they went in Chicago and they won the game outright. Remember it came down to
last year?
I think it was a last-second field goal last year.
Yeah, they did win a close one in Chicago last year. Yes.
They played them tight. I mean, it's your Super Bowl this week, really. They got to win. Well, I mean, although with that division... That division is this still up for grabs by a long shot.
Pete, it's over.
It's not over.
Time of death in Detroit was October 1st.
You can't say it's over. You're only out. You're 2 games out on the division. If you won last week, you beat the Bears this week, you're one game behind.
But we didn't win last week, and it's a division loss, and that's like two losses.
If you win this week at Chicago, which you have a good record at doing, you're only a game out.
Really, you're only a half a game out because at that point, you own the tiebreaker.
Against who?
Against the Bears.
The Bears.
The Bears are leading the division. The Packers are going to lose.
Well, we've already beat them once.
Packers are going to lose this week to the Dolphins at home.
Chris just slipped that in.
Brock Osweiler is going to be NFL Offensive Player of the Week. Rodgers is going to get hurt. Wouldn't that be something? I don't want to see anybody hurt.
No, we don't want to see anybody hurt. All right, and speaking of hurt, so James Conner, concussion protocol, does this affect
Le'Veon Bell? Well, he went into the tent, right?
Yes, he did.
And he came back out back in, right? And then it was the ankle. So was it an ankle injury at first, and then he got the concussion? Wow. Something's not right there.
It's never right. It's the National Football League.
His ankle got hit so hard he got a concussion.
But that's the speculation I have. I mean, something happened. He went back out.
Yeah.
And then came off for good, right?
Yeah. So I guess he's good. And then what did Le'Veon tweeted out to him? Hey, keep something. What'd he say? Keep on rolling. I can't remember what it
Please.
Was.
And then Mr. Bruner goes on SiriusXM and says Le'Veon Bell is going to be. He's
expected back.
Yeah.
What does that mean? What makes him say that? What information does he have that he's expected back?
He chose not to elaborate, Craig.
Yeah.
He just said.
Well, because Craig Sheeman expected him back the first week of the season. And then Adam Schefter said maybe expected him back maybe during the bye week, because why not get paid for a week off, right?
I know he's back in Pittsburgh, so we're hoping to have some communications with him over the weekend. We're kind of expecting he'll be back next week.
And they found out he was back in Pittsburgh. Why? Because he's playing some stupid pickup basketball game
where he's going to blow out a knee or something.
Just because he's back, is he going to just jump in and play next week? I don't think so. Against Jacksonville? Maybe, but...
He could, but how effective is he going to be? It took him a month last year, remember?
Was the beginning of the season.
See, he jumped right in last year in week one, and it took, like you said, it took him a month to
get there. But you're right. If Connor's under concussion protocol, then that changes everything a little bit.
I guess, but is he putting the team first? Or is he, we still don't know if he's going to play at all. It's unbelievable. It's fun. It's no doubt about that. It is fun.
941, let Pete know I'm a Notre Dame fan, and his comments have upset me to the point where I'm barricaded in my safe room, clutching my safety blanket, holding my emotional support dog. Kidding. Love the show.
Which I saw, Sharper Image came out with a weighted blanket.
Yes.
It looks really good.
Yeah. A lot of people with like sensitivity issues use that to sleep in and cuddle with, so to speak.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You can get one?
It's $100. I mean, might be worth it.
What does it do?
It's designed to make you feel more comfortable.
You know how babies like to be swaddled? It's kind of the same theory.
Oh my gosh, my kid had the biggest poop in his swaddle last night.
In the swaddle.
I'm talking massive. Like a grown man would say, "Damn, that was a pretty good poop right there."
Wow.
It woke me up. He farted so loud.
Really?
Wow. I should have taken a picture and tweeted it out, man. We had to buy a new, because this swaddle we have for him, it's got beanbags in it.
Yeah.
Because of the weight factor that we're talking about.
Yeah.
We are your official poop network.
I had to order two new ones today just so we had a backup. There's no saving this one.
What are you feeding that boy?
This was not coming back from anything. Oh, not a bleach in the world.
All right, now let me ask you this. Who got up and changed
it? Yeah, well, the wife has nighttime duty, right?
That turns into a dual. No, that turns into to both of us being up. I have to clean everything up. She has to clean the baby up.
Yeah.
And it just turns into like a 10-minute fiasco.
What time of night was this?
It was like 2:45.
Yeah.
In the middle of when you should be sleeping nice and hard.
Yeah.
I have a dog.
Yeah, 239 says
I have a dog.
Yeah, 239 says
my
autistic son is a 15-pound weighted blanket. Has made a huge difference for him. Yes, that's from the 239. That's a common thing for children like that need that. So it's a little extra support.
I'm bachelor boy this week, so I had my favorite bitch next to me last night. My dog Chara. Well, that's what you call female dogs. She was in especially cuddle mode last night. Well, that's when you go to dog shows, that's what they're referred to.
Yes. Really? Dogs. Like at the Westminster Kennel Show, that's what they do?
Yeah, or the National Show in Philadelphia, yeah. Any you know, that's you know, if you look up the word in the dictionary,
dogs. It's very common.
But anyway, yeah, she was in extra snuggle mode last night. So I went to bed at halftime. I was just out of it. I was exhausted. Just weird yesterday.
Yeah.
I don't know what.
Much better vibes going on here today.
Oh, not even close.
Yeah, a lot better. This is going to be a much better show today.
I think so.
Feel it in my loins.
Oh, you feel it in your loins that we're going to have a better show.
Poop loins.
That's good. All right. I think we have sufficiently covered last night's game. When we come back, there's still some more trash talking with Marcus Peters versus Sean Payton. The Bills are working through their quarterback issue as we speak for this weekend. We'll tell you what that means. And there was an article written up in Orlando. They have just realized that UCF has no chance whatsoever ever to get into the playoff. Yeah, I know. We'll tell you what they said.
And real quick, fantasy tip of the week, FanDuel, DraftKings, whatever. Take the Jets defense. Very reasonably priced.
Oh, yeah.
Against Buffalo.
All right.
I don't know if I'd listen to you with fantasy football.
Against Buffalo.
Have you won five games the last 2 years combined?
Yes, I was. I was 8-8 last year.
Sorry, you're 2-7 this year.
I will be. I have. I'm off to a monster start though.
And your
for
pigskin
once.
Pick percentage. I'm just.
It's better than his fantasy football.
I won. I won $1.75 last week in my free fantasy football teams on FanDuel.
All
right, 75.
We got all that. Field Yates next hour. Gabe Morenci, the real handicapper, he'll be on, and maybe your chance to join us at Stream Song, the golf resort, the world class resort. More details coming up before the end of the show today, and we'll see what kind of bumper music Chris surprises us with today. Ooh. It's going to be more upbeat today.
It's good stuff.
All right, it's coming up. Schliemann and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN.
Follow the guys on Twitter at PSHEP326 and at Craig ESPN. This is Schliemann and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Craig Schliemann, Pete Shepard, Schliemann and Shepard on Southwest Florida Sports Leader 99.3 ESPN. Now that's what I'm talking about.
If I was a baseball player, I might use this for my walk-up.
Is this your walk-up
could
song?
Be. Yeah, could be.
Great movie.
What's this from?
Space Jam.
Oh. Never saw it.
You kidding me?
I have not seen it in its entirety. I've only seen bits and pieces.
Unreal.
Because it just... look too juvenile for me. Half cartoon, half Michael Jordan, half, you know, and by the way, Charles Barkley's acting in it is atrocious. I mean, it just, I can't hang with the whole thing. I can't. So I won't. They're redoing it, right? They're redoing it with a LeBron version.
Yeah, but I don't know if it's going to be called Space Jam or what it's going to be called. But yeah, they're doing it.
Yeah. All right. Very good.
And I don't know if it's Warner Brothers, so I don't know if it's Looney Tunes or not. You know, they might go a different route.
Those are important issues of the day, no question about it.
Hold on. Don't mock the Space Jam.
That was not. Those are important issues. Franchise fees.
If I was on Netflix or I'd watch it or Amazon or something like that or Hulu, but.
The rights are too much.
Oh, come on. Everything's on Netflix now.
Through the roof, man. Amazon. I'm telling you. The demand for that, it's too much.
No, it's not.
Too much.
All right. I don't know where. Sometimes I just don't know where to go. All right, well, so I wanted to get into Marcus Peters' comments on Sean Payton, because Sean Payton said Marcus Peters was the matchup they wanted with Michael Thomas for the game-winning touchdown last week against him.
Hindsight, yeah, I'm sure it was.
Yeah, right, right. A lot of trash talking back and forth. Marcus Peters says, "You tell Sean Payton to keep talking. We are going to meet up soon." Threw in a "you feeling me," and then we'll have some gumbo afterwards, something like that. So, I don't know. A lot of tragedy. Look, you get a feeling those two teams, the Saints and the Rams, are definitely on another collision course. They'll be meeting
maybe
again.
Well, we have it in both conferences.
Yeah.
We would be disappointed if we didn't get Chiefs, Pats, and Saints, Rams again, right?
Yeah.
I mean, both they've shown that they're the two best teams in each conference. The two times they've played. I mean, I know that the final score for the Saints and Rams was 10 points, but it was a lot closer than that, and the Patriots won by 3.
Yep, and in week 15 this year, Patriots-Steelers, same place, same week, same time.
Yeah, yeah.
Same stadium.
Only it would be ruled a catch this
same
year.
Controversial play at the end of the game that will probably benefit the Patriots and not the Steelers.
Yeah, it'll probably
hypothetically speaking,
just like the Super Bowl, right?
That that loss for the Pats will probably be what seals up home field for the Chiefs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that'll be good. All right, we got something to root for. What week? Week 14. All right.
No.
Yes.
You know how this is going to play out, right?
Yeah,
you know how this is going to play out.
So why play the season?
They're both going to finish. The Patriots and the Chiefs are both going to finish 14-2. The Chiefs are going to stumble one.
Reel off 15 wins in a row or whatever it is.
That'll be that.
Because you were 1-2, right?
What?
The Pats were 1-2.
Yeah, then we're 2-2 after four. Like, yeah,
my line showed the way.
1-2, and you think they'll reel off 13 wins in a row, huh?
Yeah, I think this week will
not
be a
allowing
tough game.
For one slip up.
The Patriots will have one slip up.
You do know that they come down to Miami in December.
Yeah,
that's good.
Yeah,
Brady's
good.
Kryptonite.
That's right.
I think he has a mistress down in Miami.
Ooh,
and that's why
he's got weak
knees when he plays at the Rock.
Yeah, if you want to say Miami's his B word, well, I can't even say that.
You know,
he has had his moments. It's so weird with him down here because it's either hit or miss. He's either freaking off the chart brilliant. Or they struggle and either lose or
like last time he was here.
Oh, they got yeah. That was beyond.
That was a great game to watch.
They got their butts whipped.
A frog literally jumped out of my Christmas tree, scared the bejesus out of me.
You know why?
And it still didn't ruin my evening. It was that
kind
of a night.
Dropped the first ball, and then he caught everything after that. He caught everything after that. The first drop, I go, oh, it's gonna be one of those nights, and then he didn't get. Then he didn't miss. But no, it'll be. Look, it's gonna be. I think the Patriots. I think this Tennessee team is got the number one scoring defense in the NFL. But Brady 6-1 against the number one scoring defense his last seven, puts up 34 plus. But you really have to look at. I was looking just an aside. Malcolm Butler's terrible. He's ranked like the second or worst or second worst cornerback in the league.
It's
as far
he
as
got benched then, I guess.
Given,
yeah, that's
well,
why he got this, benched. Bill saw it coming.
Bill saw the cliff coming right there. Super Bowl
you
Sunday.
You know Belichick, he benches you too early versus too late.
Yep.
But I think that that game is going to be I think that's going to be a tough game this weekend for them.
You know what I just thought of? This is going to be awesome.
I can't wait to see the Dolphins in Green Bay.
Chris, you are at a disadvantage because you have to play the Patriots twice a year.
Twice a year, yeah.
It's good for the show and all that.
But I hate it.
I just had an epiphany sitting here as I'm going back in time of my Lions win 26-10 over the Patriots this year. I probably will never have to face Tom Brady again. And this show, I can hold it over Pete for
probably.
The rest of my career.
Probably. You're in the NFC.
Super Bowl. Yeah.
You'll never play him again.
It'll be another 3 years before we play again, and Tom Brady will definitely be retired by then.
Man, one can only hope.
I know. That's it. I'm holding that over Pete for the rest of our careers.
I mean, I know Pete Pete says that Brady's going to play till he's 52 years
right,
old.
Right, but you and I are realistic. We know that's
I'm
not
saying two more years tops. And if they win it this year, he might even be this. Might
then
be
I don't have
you know
to
what?
Play
that would be the only reason I would root for the Patriots. Just for that little glimmer of hope that Brady says, you
let
know
him
what?
Win and go.
I'm gonna pull an Elway.
Mental abuse I have been given on the
right
show.
Off in the sun. And then I get to play Brian Hoyer twice a year. Man, can I wait for that.
No, because what they'll do is they'll work on a deal. Derek Carr will come in and take over for 10 years, and they'll be fine.
Fine. No. It's not Brady.
Yeah, it's not Brady.
Anyone's better than him. All it has
to be is Matt Cassel in 2008. And that's fine.
Yeah, he didn't win the division, though.
Yeah, they got screwed.
He sucked.
Because of your boys.
Chad Pennington.
Because the Jets couldn't get a freaking first.
Brett Favre
couldn't get a first down.
Love that guy.
Chad Pennington.
That was after he sent the picture.
To Jen Sturgis, I believe her name was.
Or was it Sturger?
Sturger? Okay.
Could
be. You know,
it was pretty close.
Sometimes I drop the ball on names.
Foggy.
Yeah, a little foggy. Chad Pennington. Guy couldn't throw 15 yards. Noodle art.
I think your boys in Detroit get it done this week. I think they pull the upset. Khalil Mack is going to play in Chicago. Games in Chicago. You guys play tough there. I think the line. I am. It sounds nuts. I'm intrigued about how the Dolphins are going to play in Green Bay.
Well, let me back up for just a second here. Again, you did see the tape, right? The Matthew Stafford got sacked 10 times, and Khalil Mack is healthy and practicing. He'll get 3 sacks this weekend.
If it's anything like last week,
yeah. There's doom and gloom for the Lions. This is no gimme in Chicago.
Well, here's some good. I heard it today. Trubisky 0-6. Against NFC North teams.
Yeah, okay, that's positive.
The Lions play well in Chicago. They do. They beat them there last year, came down to the wire, and they beat them. I
don't think we played particularly well in that game last year. I think the Bears were one of the worst teams in the National Football League last year with a rookie named Mitchell Trubisky, and they were lucky to win. I think they won like 17-10.
You guys, yeah, but you had the lead. I think you were up like 14-0 or 14-3.
And held on for dear life.
Yeah, but still, a win on the road is a win on the road and a divisional opponent. So you win that game, you're one game out of first
place. You're the first one to tell me
one
that last
game.
Year doesn't matter. They're not playing very well this year, though. That's the problem. I can't have any confidence.
Is that one of our that's not I would whatever what's the spread?
No,
five?
It's not on the board.
I'll take the Lions. I'll take the Lions again. Actually 6.5. I'll take the Lions plus 6.5.
All right. Let's go to the phones.
The Bears.
Ditka.
Hey, you had Ditka in here the other day, huh?
Yeah, he came in Tuesday to record a spot.
Did you say, hey, by the way, can you do a Sheeman and Shepherd liner?
Yeah. Well, not a liner.
This is Mike Ditka. He gave me this to Sheeman and Shepherd.
He almost gave it a little Boston flair there.
What was that?
What was I doing?
I don't know. That was somewhere.
Was it Chicago?
Hold on.
Dicka.
No, he gave me his cell phone number, though, if we ever want to have him on.
Sweet. How about Monday?
Dicky's over here. What's the scene in the Saturday Night Live? Well, there's Josh over there. He's having a heart attack.
How many does that make? That makes it Baker's dozen, Bob.
Let's go to the phones. Chris in the Cape. You're on with Sheeman and Shepherd. Hello.
Hey, Chris.
Afternoon, gentlemen.
Good afternoon. How are you?
I got a question real fast about the Bucks.
Yes.
So, presumably that Jameis doesn't start again the rest of the year, and they don't pay him the $20 million to come back. What is the foreseeable future for us looking forward? I mean, I know Fitzpatrick is probably going to finish up the year, and yeah, he's a good, reliable backup quarterback. So that's what he is. He's a backup quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
And that offense is built to win now. And the defense blows, but...
Yeah. Well, let's be realistic, Chris.
I think they're going to tease you again
this week because I think they're going to beat Washington. Everyone's down on them. I have a feeling Tampa Bay is going to win, and they're going to hang around a little bit. But overall, Chris, here's what you're going to lose next year. You're going to lose your quarterback, more than likely your head coach, more than likely your GM, and you're going to start from scratch. I think Winston may have taken his last snap for this team, unless Pat Fitzpatrick gets hurt. Or he is disastrous this week, which I don't think he's going to be. So I think it's going to be a whole total rebuild next year. You guys agree? I mean, I think the GM and both quarterbacks are gone.
I think all three of us are in the same boat that it's the same story in Tampa that it is in Miami. I think both starting quarterbacks have taken their last snap for the team.
Barring some sort of injury situation.
Right, yes. And I think they're cleaning house.
Yeah.
And I know Miami's still in the playoff hunt like they are every year at this time, but I expect this Sunday to be a slap in the face to management with the Dolphins saying, "Hey, this is not good enough."
And you look at the Buccaneers and people are going to think they're allowing 34.4 points per game. They have a minus 15 turnover ratio. And they have not had a turnover cause one in five games. Five games. Yet Dopey Me thinks they're still going to pull this one out. I don't know if they're going to cover, but I think I'm not a believer in the Redskins. They giggle up and down.
Well, the Redskins lost, I think, two offensive linemen last week. Was it three?
Yeah.
Three.
The story was that Adrian Peterson went home that day and had drank some hard bourbon. Literally, the injuries drove him to drink. And then he came back the next day and says, "Well, I just have to do more."
But here's the thing, and this will be really the nail in the coffin for the Buccaneers. Alex Smith, who does not like to usually throw the ball down the field. I mean, he's not beating you.
Well, he's got to in this game.
You would think that would be in the game plan. But I've thought that before against other teams and playoff situations, and he still doesn't do it. Doesn't attempt a lot of bombs. Doesn't even attempt them.
No, that's what...
So
that's why Andy Reid got rid of him.
You would think that that's going to be the case against the – I don't know. Call me nuts. I think Tampa Bay somehow pulls it out this week.
All right, nuts.
Yeah.
Well, you're nuts.
I don't know if they cover the three.
Hey, you think these situations are messed up with these particular teams? The headline today is that the Bills are, quote, still working through, unquote, who will start at quarterback on Sunday. Talking up Nathan Peterman, Derek Anderson may come back, and Josh Allen says his elbow's feeling better, but they don't know as of 2:40 on Friday who's going to be their starting quarterback. Now that's a dumpster fire.
That's a total dumpster fire. And anybody,
how do we keep landing on Nathan Peterman?
The worst quarterback of all time.
How is that the guy that is healthy
enough
to play?
Why is Emmanuel not in there? The total in that game is 36.5. That might be the lowest I've seen all year. Jets are favored by 7 at home.
That might be a worse game than the Bills Jaguars last year playoffs. Maybe.
No, nothing's worse than that. The Dolphins Jets was better than the Bills Jags from last postseason.
All right.
Barely, but it was better just because there was, you know, more than 2 field goals.
You got to figure Sam Darnold got to rebound a little bit.
Well, if he plays.
He's out.
Oh, that's
Has
right.
He
he's
already
out.
Been
that's
ruled
right. McGowan's
out.
Playing, but he's out. McGowan's playing. That's
yeah,
right.
Yeah, he's out.
Yeah. Josh McGowan's playing.
He's in a boot. Good times.
He was having a good year last year before he got hurt in December.
McCown?
Yeah, last year.
Yeah.
That busted his hand in December. He was doing pretty well. McCown only took 19 snaps in the preseason. Yeah, this has got 9. you would think like 10 to 6, 13 to 9, something like that, but who knows?
Yeah.
There's going to be so many bad turnovers.
Least watched game in the country?
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, that game won't be shown anywhere outside of the state of New York, right?
It shouldn't be.
Shouldn't
no.
be.
No.
Shouldn't be.
Yeah. Nope, because you get Patriots, Tennessee for 75% of the country at the 1 o'clock.
It's terrible.
Why? Why? So many Patriot games down here.
Because of who they're playing, it's an intriguing matchup with Vrabel. Tennessee is got the best defense in the NFL right now as far as points allowed goes. There's all sorts of stories. and bylines to that game.
Well, what would your baby sounded like last night at 2:45.
Okay, let's give you your choices at 1 o'clock.
Yeah,
okay?
let's find a better game.
Cardinals Chiefs. No, that's a CBS game. Believe it or not.
Why?
Let's put the Chiefs on in the market.
Yeah, I want to see the Chiefs.
You don't want to see Cardinals Chiefs.
Easy.
I'll see Patrick Mahomes.
Love the color red.
Let's see the Saints. See, this is weird. Saints Bengals is a Fox game.
Yes.
Falcons Browns is a Fox game.
Yes.
Want to see the Jaguars and Colts instead at 1 o'clock?
Yeah, I actually have more interest in that.
No, you don't.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
And that's it. That's your
choice. I want to see Andrew Luck. I want to see the great Andrew Luck.
It's not even remotely close.
It really isn't. That's it?
Yeah, that's it. For 1 o'clock for CBS games. Yeah.
Maybe we'll get blacked out.
No, you won't.
Well, one can hope.
Maybe we'll have a thunderstorm and
something
go out.
Something.
Find something else
well,
to do.
Well, you know what?
Tennessee's
watch
four
a lot of red zone.
Gonna finish painting my house or something.
Do some laundry.
Yeah, fold laundry. My least favorite thing. You got
big barbecue party.
Oh yeah, you have one of your Patriot opponent themed.
Oh
meals.
Tennessee.
Yeah.
So where are you going with? You go
barbecue. Going barbecue.
What kind of barbecue are you making?
I don't know.
All different kinds, I guess.
A little
Tennessee.
Everybody's
bourbon?
Doing a different
whiskey.
That's what I've been told.
That's what I want to taste. A bunch of New Englanders making barbecue.
Oh, here we go again.
Unreal
with his.
Maybe they'll put some chata in their barbecue.
Saturday, I'm smoking some turkey breasts.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. That'll be really good.
Warming up for Thanksgiving.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Yep.
Good. All right. We got a trip down Sound Street coming
barbecue
up.
Done in the oven, probably.
Who?
No.
From the Northeasterners.
No. Oh.
Don't see me trying to make chowder, do you?
No, you go buy it.
I'm sure you make a fine chowder. I don't discriminate because of where somebody lives in the country about their abilities to cook, unlike you.
I do.
You redneck snot rag.
Wow. All right, it's getting personal in here. All right, coming up, speaking of getting personal, a 7-year-old has told off Jerry Jones. We'll have details about the letter. And if we have time, we got to talk about this pushy parent in the soccer game, too. I don't know if you saw that as well.
Get out of coming. Pay attention.
Wait, what?
Have you not seen this story?
Nope. Right, You'll tell me about it on air.
Field Yates will be with us at 3:30. We'll talk some NFL. Sound Street next. Sheeman to Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN.
Taking a cruise through all the sound.
But they're not going to rook us.
Don't you ever talk about me.
Who was talking about you?
Come after me. I'm a man. I'm 40.
I can say anything I want. That's the beauty of this country.
I'm not laughing about it. You think this is funny? I take this serious.
It's time for
Sound Street on Sheeman and Shepherd.
And Sound Street brought to you by Optimal Male Performance Center in Naples. Go to 99.3ESPN.com. Complete the Optimal Male Performance questionnaire. Get $2,400 off of your visit. Let's start it off with last night's Thursday night football. Ben Roethlisberger hit by Eric Reed to the head, sort of. He was flagged and ejected on Fox.
Roethlisberger pulls it down, wants to run, has it, still going. Inside the 15 and a flag for the hit on Eric Reed. And DeCastro comes in and gets in the face of Eric Reed after that hit.
Personal foul, unnecessary roughness, number 25 of the defense. He is disqualified from the game.
Panther defenders are stunned that Reed's been kicked out of the game.
The issue is that if the officials rule that the act is flagrant enough to eject them, then New York will support the ejection if, in fact, there is contact. In this case, if, in fact, there is shoulder to the helmet. So it was Al Riveron that confirmed that there was the contact, and they stay with the ejection.
And in
shoulder
my opinion, there was
is
no
the key word there. Shoulder to helmet. Grazed.
Yeah, I didn't think there was any. I thought that was a bogus call. Eric Reed on what the officials told him afterward.
Yeah, the one that I talked to when I asked if they could explain it to me said that they ruled that I was targeting them, which I disagree with.
Do you think he was kind of picked on a little bit?
Do I think I was picked on?
Yeah, I mean, to get ejected for that.
I don't know. I wouldn't say it. Who knows?
Picked on.
Well, because of the anthem stuff. Maybe they're going to grade him a little differently.
Oh, I suppose, yeah, well.
Ron Rivera said Reed should not have been ejected.
I don't think that was warranted. I really don't. I don't think he hit him hard enough to eject him. You know, again, we are trying to protect the quarterbacks, and you know, if he had hit him as fast as he was going, you know, but again, we're trying to protect the quarterbacks, and you know, he was high.
He seemed apologetic.
Yeah, he was, and again, you know, and you saw Ben's reaction as well, so it led me to believe he didn't hit Ben as hard as I think they thought he did.
Fact. Mike Tomlin, Steelers, probably not as good as the score indicated from that game last night.
It was good execution. But, you know, to a degree, like I said earlier, you know, we were fortunate. The ball was rolling downhill tonight. You know, you'd like to think you're that good, but you're probably not.
Coach speak. Meanwhile, in the NBA, the Bucks beat the Warriors. Steph Curry's getting hurt. No Draymond Green.
They smoked the Warriors.
134-111. Giannis Antetokounmpo. The Bucks have arrived on TNT.
You did tell me before this game that a win could be an opportunity to send a message. What message did the Bucks send tonight?
You know, that we arrived, I think as a team we played really hard, we moved the ball real well, and we made shots. We just got to keep getting better every day and playing good basketball.
And Steve Kerr, talking about Steph Curry and abductor muscle getting hurt. He'll have an MRI.
Got an early read or update on Steph's, I think, groin issue?
I don't. I think he's going to get an MRI tomorrow.
And regarding the Houston Rockets, who have gotten off to a slow
4-6 start. Carmelo. Nice. Do you see his numbers?
Anemic. James Harden says it's hard not to be frustrated.
It's tough. I think just anybody, any player in this league, you know, you got opportunities, open shots or whatnot, and they're falling. It's going to mess with you a little bit. So that's where we take each other to kind of get each other out that funk and just keep the positive energy going.
Carmelo Anthony's a problem on that team. I'm telling. We said it when it was happening. That guy is right up there, one of the most overrated superstars I've ever seen in my life. He contaminates teams when he goes to them.
A declining overrated superstar.
Yes. 0-11, I think, last night from the field to start. 0-4 from the free throw line. Can't hit the broadside of a barn with a three.
But it's been strange with Carmelo. He comes on the scene as a freshman at Syracuse. He leads Jim Beheim to his only national championship. And he gets Denver to the Western Conference Final. What was it, his first or second year in the league?
Yeah, when he was a young spring chicken, he was good.
It's unbelievable, though. You're absolutely right. Ever since he's decided, I want out of Denver, wherever he goes, it is
poison.
It's terrible.
Rat poison.
Yep.
All right, coming up, a 7-year-old sounds off by writing Jerry Jones a letter. We'll talk about that. A pushy soccer parent as well, Field Yates at 3:30. And later on, somebody's going to win and get themselves registered to possibly hang out with us out at the Stream Song Golf Resort. Lots to do on a Friday, and I haven't even mentioned our Pigskin Picks or Gabe Morenci. I mean, we are loaded.
We have our poll, too. A lot of votes already, too.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We'll update
Time.
All right, and we were asking who is the most defensive fan base.
I said sensitive.
Okay, fine. Both work because it came up in a conversation. So we threw it on the poll. All that coming up, Sheeman and Shepherd on Southwest Florida Sports Leader 99.3 ESPN.